This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 13th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Iraqi Christians are still battling the decision about whether to make a new life outside of Iraq or return home. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about the concerns of internally displaced persons, or IDPs. He said the life they knew before ISIS is no more.
A number of IDPs I've talked to have actually started to return to some of these areas like Karakosh and Bartella, and what they're finding is all the physical representations of their life are gone. They've been burned. Their churches have been destroyed. It's going to be a really, really difficult thing for them to recover from this.
Stark said one of the biggest prayer requests for Iraqi Christians is their fear about returning to predominantly Muslim areas.
A really unfortunate side effect that I'm seeing with a lot of Christians in northern Iraq is they've lost trust in almost every single Muslim that they know. These Christians from Mosul is a great example. The reason they won't move back to a place like Mosul is because they will be the minority again. So they only want to move to areas where the Christians will be in the majority and they can feel a sense of security.
Making good on President Trump's promise, Immigration and Customs Enforcement made more than 200 arrests of criminal illegal aliens in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Kansas, and Missouri by day's end Friday, reports CNN. The ICE enforcement operation targeted, quote, criminal aliens, illegal reentrants, and immigration fugitives, unquote. The majority of those arrested had criminal convictions like child sex crimes, weapons, or assault charges. The U.S. Senate confirmed pro-life Congressman Tom Price in a vote of 52-47 early Friday morning as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services, reports Life News. The orthopedic surgeon with a 100% pro-life voting record, according to the National Right to Life Committee, was confirmed despite objections from Planned Parenthood and yet another Democratic filibuster. Price is expected to lead the charge to roll out a replacement for Obamacare, which funds abortions. After a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, California, shot down President Trump's executive order 90-day ban of immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations, he said aboard Air Force One on Friday, he is now considering crafting a, quote, brand new order, unquote, reports the Wall Street Journal. 3 cheers for Dr. Eric Walsh. Justice was served, and Georgia gave him $225,000 in a settlement after this Christian public health expert and lay preacher was fired by Georgia's Department of Public Health in 2014 over his faith, reports the Christian Post. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council described Dr. Walsh's initial firing as something he, quote, would have expected to see in a totalitarian Soviet-era communist country, not America, unquote. Acts 5:29 says, we must obey God rather than man. A handful of Chicago-based restaurants are baking cookies and selling them through February 24th, with the proceeds benefiting the abortion group Planned Parenthood, reports the Chicago Eater, while the Planned Parenthood of Illinois bake sale website inaccurately claims that the killing machine is, quote, an amazing organization, unquote. LifeNews.com notes that Planned Parenthood is responsible for at least 6,803,782 abortion deaths of children since Roe v. Wade in 1973. A powerful nighttime 6.7 magnitude earthquake in the southern Philippines killed at least 6 people, mostly after being struck by falling debris and concrete walls, and injured more than 120, reports Fox News. The Lego Batman movie by Warner Brothers won the Valentine's Day weekend box office race with $55.6 million from 4,088 theaters over the sexually perverted sequel, 50 Shades Darker, at $46.8 million from 3,700 theaters. Sometimes nice guys do finish first. As this President's Day approaches on February 20th, ChristianHeadlines.com documents the Christian faith of 8 of them. John Adams, in a letter to Thomas Jefferson, wrote, quote, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God," unquote. And in a surprisingly candid quote, biographer William Johnstone quotes Abraham Lincoln, who wrote, quote, "When I left Springfield, Illinois, I asked the people to pray for me. I was not a Christian. When I buried my son, the severest trial of my life, I was not a Christian. But when I went to Gettysburg and saw the graves of thousands of our soldiers, I then and there consecrated myself to Christ. Yes, I do love Jesus," unquote. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan." And that's the worldview on this Monday, February 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.